Next Tuesday, the 13th of February at Ennis Marts, there will be three lots of suckler stock containing a number of 4- and 5-star animals. These are all continental and continental cross stock in calf to both Charlie and Limousine bulls. On Thursday next, the 15th, cattle show and sale in Ennis. On Wednesday the 21st, cattle show and sale in Kilrush. For more information, contact Claire Marts on 065 682 4411.
At Dunn Stores, go for €10 off every €50 grocery shop. Go for the essentials. Go for the freshest. Go on. Go for flavour. Go for getting more for less. With €10 off every €50 grocery shop. Only at Dunn Stores. Always better value. Terms and conditions apply. See in store for details. Minimum spend required.
Clare and Tipperary go head-to-head this Sunday in the National Football League. Both sides come into the game desperate for points in a hotly contested Division 2. Join us for all the action, live in Kislick Park from 1:50pm, in association with Clare Car and Tractor Parts, Gortford Business Park, Ennis.
If it matters to you, let us know. Contact us now. 1850 400 964, or email focus at clare.fm.
And you're very welcome back to Morning Focus here on Clare FM. It's Fiona sitting in for Gavin until midday today. Well, that track was recorded by one of my next guests at Clifftop in West Virginia. You might have thought it was a little bit of Kaylee music, and you wouldn't be 100% wrong, but it's not quite. Andy Lambert, you are joining us this morning from Kilfenora. Give us a flavour and an explanation of what we just heard there.
Well, what you're hearing is the music from the settlers who went first over from Scotland and Ireland in particular, and also England, and landed in the hills of behind the plains and up in the Appalachian Mountains along trail. And a bit like in rural Ireland, there was lots of different isolated communities, and they're all playing the tunes in different ways, and the music developed, and they have what they call a Scots-Irish culture up there. But Appalachian string band music changed when developed when the banjo appeared with the Negro population, and the banjo hit the fiddle, and old-time music kind of took off from there. And the Clifftop is where all the Appalachian musicians gather. They've been 28 years at it. In West Virginia, and they have a big gathering for up to 10 days. And that's what we're going to try and do to start in our own little way in Ireland. That's the purpose of not this weekend, the 16th to 18th in Listenvarna. We're trying to have the first gathering.
And we'll come and we'll talk about some of the details of that first gathering here. Just to go back to Clifftop, you sent me an email and you said that it was like the FLA for old-time music in the US, involving 5,000 musicians.
Yeah, you can stand at the top of a hill at Clifftop and it sounds like an orchestra tuning up from 10 in the morning till 3 in the morning. The buzzing sound of stringed instruments pinging away, and There's no stage. Well, there's a stage for some competitions, but really everyone's there. They're just a jam for day on end, morning and night.
Just incredible. You've explained some of the origins, and there sounds like there's an element of fusion when you talk about old-time music. How did you yourself first come in contact with old-time, Andy?
I was listening to stuff back in the 60s from that area, old banjo players, old fiddle players, and then the Irish started getting into it. The people who have formed Planxty, like Andy Irvin and Johnny Moynihan, were big into old-time, and they were always playing a little bit of that. If you've listened to Sweeney's Men, it's in there, and it's always been in there. And communities in Ireland started playing old-time music because it's, you know, a reflection of what came from here and came back again. Philip King did his famous program, Bringing It All Back Home, back in the 80s. So, you know, there's always been that linkage. But on the other hand, when you look at it, there's lots and lots of people playing trad and not that many people playing old-timey, which is why we're kind of interested in
promoting it. Not certainly in this country. And I know this morning when I mentioned to some of my colleagues that we were going to have some Appalachian music on the programme, they were just fascinated. I mean, everybody, I think, has a general idea of where the Appalachians are, but they were fascinated to hear a little bit more about it. What's the state of the music like stateside, Andy, where it originated from? You said that there's up to 5,000 people who attend this Cliptop Festival, which sounds just incredible. But is it very widely played?
Yes, actually, all over America, understood. In different parts of America, you'll find old-timey sessions. The difference is old-time music was never very commercial, but it's where country music came from. It's where bluegrass came from. The whole folk revival, including Woody Guthrie and Bob Dylan, it all came out of that music. But the old-time musicians still gather. They don't have bands. They don't have a lot of commercialism. They participate. They have jams. They have sessions. So it's like the Willie Clancy Week or the Flower. It's the sessions part rather than the concerts or whatever. That's the way old-timey is. And dancing is very important. We're going to have a band dance. And, you know, anyone can try it. A caller takes you through or you get the instructions. It's very unlike an Irish ceilidh where if you don't know the steps, you're stuck.
Yeah, I was going to ask you about that one. It's fascinating because you're saying that this is dance music, but would we in the west of Ireland and County Clare, who are used to ceilidhs, I think almost, you know, throw a stone on a Clare person and they'll be able to dance at a ceilidh. Is it the same? Would we recognise anything similar, any similarities between the ceilidh and the banjo?
Yes, I think there's quite a lot of similarities. If you see some of the, what they call flatfoot dancing, it's a bit similar to Shannos dancing. And this is where it all came from. So, you know, barn dances, people are broadly familiar with barn dances. They happen. They often look a bit simpler. They're a bit less complicated.
A little bit less challenging.
Yeah, but there are quite a lot of varieties. A good caller will have a lot of varieties of different dances for barn dances. So, and it's also something called contra dancing. So it's quite a well-developed tradition, but it's very much families and everyone can join in. It's very participative.
Is this where square dancing
comes it's the
from?
Same thing. It's square dancing. It's barn dancing. It's pretty much all the same stuff.
So explain to us the concept there of square dancing. This is a little bit like, is it two couples lined up opposite each other?
No, it tends to be, it's a mixture of couples and swinging around in combinations. Not very different from ceilidh, really.
So are you going to be bringing any barn dancing to Listoon Barn?
Absolutely. We're having a barn dance on the Saturday night. Probably start with a little concert for about an hour, probably about 8 o'clock. And then from 9 till 11, we'll have a barn dance and everybody's welcome. Beginners, it's not a problem. It's only €10 in and you'll have a great time.
So remind us, Andy, you're coming to Listoon Barn, that's at the end of next week, for the very first All-Ireland gathering of musicians and dancers playing or interested in old-time Appalachian music. What's involved overall?
Well, we're just, the first thing of all is to have a gathering, just as they do in Cliftop, and in the UK they have a smaller one called Gainsborough, which is actually happening this weekend coming. And some people are coming from Gainsborough over to this one. And so mostly a lot of people will be jamming, there'll be just sessions continuing on, but we've also got a program of workshops through Saturday and into Sunday. So in fiddle, five string, banjo, mandolin, guitar accompaniment, flatfoot dancing for
Tell
beginners.
Me about flatfoot dancing.
It's a bit like Shannos, like as I said. It's
I
you know. So if you hear someone doing tap, I was playing in cruises last night, and Patricia Kerwin, great dancer, she was doing something that's not dissimilar from flatfoot dancing. It's the Americanized version of what came from here originally, I guess. Sort of individual dancing, that flatfoot, which is different from, well, of course, when you're in the barn dance or in the square dance.
But it is a kind of a figure dancing.
It's feet dancing. It's a bit more like tap, you know. It's shuffling, you know, like an old Shannos dancer if you see in Connemara or wherever.
So who's coming to this event? I presume you're going to be inviting trad musicians from across.
Inviting everyone. Trad musicians want to have a try. the idea partly is to bring together the existing communities who play old-time music around the place. We're in Dublin, Belfast, Cork, Sligo. And Kevin, his brother, has a fine session in Carrick-on-Shannon. And Kinvara, Frank Hall, has a scene going there. But they don't get together, as they do in America and even in the UK, once a year, everyone trying to get together. So we're just starting that. It might take a year or three to get everyone used to the idea of getting out of their comfortable studios and comfortable sessions and coming over to Liston Varna. But that's what we're trying to do.
And what is it, Andy? What is the attraction of old time? I mean, as you said, there are so many trad, you know, proficient and prolific trad musicians who'll be playing in the Irish style. But what is it about old time that's so attractive?
Well, there's a lot of interesting styling, particularly with the fiddle playing and with the banjo. Interesting tunes, interesting styling, a lot of variety. And it's got its own sound, and we're used to some of that sound because it's as I said, it's fed into country music and eventually bluegrass and so on and so forth. So people will recognise some of the tunes are straight, as it were, they landed from Ireland or Scotland, wherever.
Is there a difference in the tempo sometimes?
No, the dance tunes are generally, you can see that they're based on a reel, but then there are other tunes that people play, those slow tunes, fast tunes, and a lot of songs. but the dance tunes are basically sort of derived from the reel.
Okay, so it sounds like a great event in Liston Varna. Just remind us very briefly again, Andy, before you play for us, of the details.
Right, it's very simple. We start on Friday evening and we go through till Sunday, and it's just 15 euros in just to be part of the whole thing. And then if you want to go to a workshop, it's just 10 euros a workshop, and the programme of the workshops is on our Facebook page, Irish Old Time, and on the relevant Facebook page. And you can just pick your workshop and just go to that if you want to. Or you can come to the dance, and just that's 10 euros in, and you don't have to be part of the festival, you don't have to be a musician at all, just come to the dance on Saturday evening. Say, we start, get there before 8.
So spectators and participants, welcome.
Absolutely.
And full details on irisholdtime.com. Andy Lambert, thank you very much. You're joined in studio this morning by Adam Shapiro on fiddle and Kevin Began on mandolin. And the guys are going to play for us.
These are actually two tunes that were on the very, very first recording ever of Irish old-time music back in 1921 or thereabouts. So Mr. Van Epps on banjo, Arkansas Traveller and Turkey in the Straw.
Okay, so guys,
can you just say hello to Bob Denton?
Oh, and Bob Denton in Arkansas is living out in Tucson, Arizona.
And a very, very good...
Who was partly responsible for this whole thing.
A very good morning to Bob.
Yeah.
I know it's not morning where it's probably very early morning where Bob is listening.
And we have a Sunday session, old-timey session, in the Cliffsmore Hotel in the Scanner every Sunday lunchtime, 12:30 to 2:30.
So if you want to sample that, the old time before the event in Liston Varna. So guys, in your own time, take it away.
Turkey in the straw, turkey in the hay, roll them up and kiss them, hey, turkey, hey, turn them what you know, turkey in the straw. Thank you. took a fall. Then playing the drum, turkey in the straw.
That was just absolutely fantastic. Sincere thanks to Andrew Lambert on bouzouki, Kevin Began on mandolin, and Adam Shapiro on fiddle.
Morning Focus, in association with Shannon Airport. Fly Shannon and pack more into your city break. Depart hassle-free to Manchester, Edinburgh, London and more. Explore more today on shannonairport.ie.